I'm out at a ranch in Dimmitt County near the Mexican border. It's called Shape Ranch. In the thousands of acres of tall grass, you can find birds, jackrabbits, tortoises, and bison. But on this visit, we're looking for something a little different.
See the gas coming out? See the gas right there? Like a little wave coming out on the sides? That's gas.
That's ranch foreman Freddy Longoria. We're standing in front of the pump jack of an old gas well that's been here for generations. Using a special infrared camera, Longoria can see something leaking out of it, something you can't see with the naked eye.
It's kind of just like flickering out. That's gas.
Looking through the camera at the black and white image, you can see what looks like a little cloud of shimmering static on one of the pump jack's hinges, but it's nothing compared to the other places we visit on Shape Ranch. Longoria takes me to a storage tank, one that was installed here in the past few years as a result of the drilling boom in this part of South Texas, called the Eagle Ford Shale.
Now on the camera, when that gas is venting out of there, it'll look like a chimney stack, like a white smoke. It's a lot of gas.
This is the same kind of camera environmental investigators use to detect gas and chemical leaks. It costs thousands of dollars to rent it and send Longoria to a class to learn how to use it. The point of all this?
We need protection. We need to know.
That's Hugh Fitzsimmons. He owns Shape Ranch. He says he and Longoria have noticed leaks long before now because of strange smells in the air and health issues they'd never had before. But complaining to the drilling companies hasn't made much difference.
So that's why we leased the camera to do our own study. And I thought, well, why not just do it ourselves so we can be certified, there can be no question about this, and there's a GPS coordinate on there, and there's evidence.
Fitzsimmons has also appealed to the state's environmental regulator, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, a few times. And a year ago, the agency found some violations and asked drillers to fix them. Susan Jablonski is a field director in TCEQ's Office of Compliance and Enforcement.
We are definitely spending more time in the Eagle Ford region.
In the past 2 years alone, the agency has gotten nearly 150 complaints related to air quality in the Eagle Ford Shale.
The typical issues are mechanical or operational errors, and they've been quickly remedied for the most part in working with the industry.
Most importantly, Jablonski says,
we have not observed any issues that could be expected to cause long-term health impacts or short-term impacts.
Fitzsimmons and Longoria disagree. Longoria and his family have lived here for 15 years. And a few years ago, things started to change.
We've noticed that our boys started getting like headaches. They didn't have them in school, but they would have them when they got here. They'd have like these allergies where they just, the sneezing, the watery eyes, they're not allergic to anything. My oldest boy would get nosebleeds, and that's what I felt.
Those are all potential symptoms of exposure to pollutants from oil and gas drilling, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. But it will probably be hard to ever know for sure. In the meantime, Longoria is hoping his infrared camera will help.
It's kind of exciting because you look at something that you've been looking for at for so many years, and you smelt that smell for so many years, and now it's here. You can see the vapors, you can see the gas.
Even though state investigators had asked drilling companies to fix problems here over a year ago, Longoria recently found what appear to be more unauthorized leaks in the same places using his camera. The ranch has sent the evidence over to TCEQ, and the agency says it's reviewing it. For the Texas Tribune and KUT News, I'm Nina Satija.